Suppose you're creating an interdisciplinary treatment plan with one of your best referring restorative dentists. This adult male is about 45 years of age and has missing posterior teeth in both maxillary and mandibular dental arches. In fact, there are long spans of missing teeth in the mandibular arch. He has a complicated malocclusion that requires significant anchorage to move the remaining teeth. But with so many missing teeth, your anchorage requirements will be challenging at best. Now, the patient will eventually be restored with implants and restorations in all four quadrants. So the restorative dentist suggests that these restorative implants could be placed during the orthodontics and that you as the orthodontist could use the implants to move the adjacent teeth. Great idea. But here's the question. How long do you wait before you load these types of implants? If these were mini screws or mini implants, you'd probably load them immediately. But these particular implants will eventually be restored with crowns. Should you wait 2 months? 3 months, 4 months, or perhaps 6 months? The answer to that last question can be found in an article that was published in the September 2010 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. Although not every orthodontist will treat this type of patient, this article provides excellent information on when to begin orthodontic loading of conventional restorative implants. The purpose of this investigation was to evaluate the long-term success of implants that were loaded immediately. The sample for this study included 20 titanium implants that were placed in a total of 13 patients. These implants were restored immediately after placement with provisional crowns. Then the implants were divided randomly into two groups. In the control group, a period of 4 months was allowed before the implants were loaded with an orthodontic load. In the immediate loading group, a 200-gram load was placed on the implant immediately after it was inserted and restored with a provisional. After 6 months of orthodontic movement, clinical and radiographic evaluations were obtained, and the implants were considered successful when favorable results were obtained for all of the evaluations. Finally, the implants were evaluated 2 years after placement to determine the success rate. What do you think these authors found? Now remember the question. Can you load conventional restorative implants immediately? Or would it be better to wait 4 months before loading? Based upon the results of this study, the authors found no difference. In those implants that received immediate loading, 90% were successful. In the group where the implant crown was placed but not loaded for 4 months, the success rate was exactly the same. In fact, one implant failed in each of those groups. So the authors determined that the failure was not due to the loading, but due to a problem with the surgical technique. So what's the bottom line? If a conventional restorative implant will be used as an orthodontic anchor, it can be loaded immediately after placement and restoration. The success rate is identical to that of implants where a 4-month waiting period was allowed. If you'd like to review this information, you can find it in the September 2010 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.